expert on the Somali corruption in Minnesota joins us coming up. It is really woken people up. Lionel of Lionel Media, syndicated talk show host here on WABC, former prosecutor. What does Trump need to do to counter this? I know Flynn agrees with me, and I agree with him. He needs to have a national address, directly talk about the shadow government, not just have his proxies do it, and let America know what they're dealing with, because that's where all the coups come from. It's where all the pissgate comes from. It's where all the impeachments come from. It's the engine of this. And instead of just even calling for their indictments for little crimes he committed along the way, address it at the heart. Do you agree with that? And what else should Trump do?
Absolutely. I've been saying this, excuse me, Alex, for the longest time. And the president needs to do something where he has to reintroduce the fireside chat. He has the ability right now to sit at his desk, at the Resolute desk, at any 5, 6, 7 times a day on his own and speak directly to the American public. And he has to tell people the following. And it may sound scary, but it's true. This is the final warning for every American. You know, I always hold this up. This is the Constitution. This is what it's all about. Not the flag, but the Constitution. And on the back, I have all the times I voted. I put my little stickers. These two work hand in hand. You have to know how to coordinate the two. You've got to tell people, this is it. Don't think that we're immune from this. It's like the person who says, I don't need to smoke. My granddaddy smoked a Pall Mall every day. That doesn't matter. Cancer is real. Don't think that you're somehow blessed or you're impervious from reality. Americans have to understand and still believe that what this republic stands for. Now, this sounds very corny, but corny is true. A color revolution is not a theory. It's a method. It's a blueprint that they tell us about. A blueprint for replacing an elected authority with a managed political one run by activists and bureaucrats. And it doesn't mean elsewhere. It means here. And you have to, once they get that impression and they say, okay, I'm listening. Well, we are watching. We have to tell people this, especially younger folks. What we're watching is the same model that's used overseas, now aimed here. Delegitimize the leader. Go through this. Go parallel. Flood the streets with coordinated fake protests. Another thing, too, is the right, or whatever we are, we don't protest. We don't do any of this business. Nothing. We do nothing. This is the most incredible. The left goes berserk over everything. A woman at a Cinnabon, not good, will go berserk. And the right sits back like this. The left will say, we're going to flip a switch and we're going to have all of a sudden orchestrated George Floyd protest out of nowhere. Where'd that come from? You mean to tell me that all of a sudden they put together this coordinated effort for plywood sales to go through the roof overnight? We have got to use media pressure to shape perception. We've got to, again, we've got to weaponize lawfare. We need it. Take it back to choke these folks, this opponent, before the people ever vote. We have to make sure that we call out and show them that this is target authoritarianism. Alex, we have to, it's so simple. We have to be persistent. And here's what you do. When you talk to people, if you want to be a missionary for truth or an apostle for liberty, whatever you want to call yourself, do what I do. Never bludgeon them. Never truncheon them. Ask them. You could ask people. Start off with, who do you think runs the show here? And just wait. Let them talk. It's like when you're picking a jury during voir dire. Let them talk. You're never going to know where. Don't make them do yes or no. Make them speak. Do you think that Washington's involved? Do you think they're, when you hear about deep state, is there anything to this? And ask them, what do you think is the motivation behind actively seeking the profusion, the extravasation of foreign illegals into our country? What about all of the children that are unaccounted for? And ask them, do you think this is by happenstance, by accident, or is it deliberate? And they will come to the realization, because it's got to be persistence. And Alex, thanks to you and a lot of people that you've inspired, we're on our way. We can win this. This isn't a lost cause by any stretch of the imagination.
LionelTV.com, Lionel Media on X. Let's talk again soon. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Powerful breakdown.
Alex Jones. Patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him.
gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, look out, communist Chinese agent, and the man obsessed with putting tampons in boys' bathrooms, Tampon Tim, who thinks you put shotgun shells in the butt of the gun. Look out, because Mike Lindell's getting ready to announce here in the next few days the run for governor. You heard it here first. We had him on last week, but I wanted to get him back on because he's been in Minnesota, born and raised his whole life, had businesses going back 40 years, not just MyPillow. He's seen the whole thing with the Somalis. Now they're reporting it's $8 billion they found stolen, and now it's being confirmed that the AG and Tim Walz were all involved. They're just using the Somalis as the bag men. Ilhan Omar literally had the ruling family that got overthrown 20-something years ago in Somalia. She fled here. She's heavily involved there with the groups running the country today, sending money to them. When she got asked about terrorism, she got really upset and looked pretty scared, like deer in the headlights. We'll get to that clip coming up. But I wanted to get his take on why this is serious. And it's gotten the public's attention. And it really, you know, it's not about demonizing Somalis. It's about the Democrats bringing in these groups and understanding that the ruling party, the ruling tribe in Somalia are slavers and pirates. It's not all the Somalians, and she's from that ruling tribe, and that's why 90-plus percent of the Somalis here are that tribe. And now it's coming out. They won't let the other Somalis in, and they look down on black people in general. They don't believe they're black. That's why this particular clan all looks the same. The average Somalis don't all look like those weird skeleton-faced guys. Like, I'm your captain now. It's her ruling tribe. Her ruling clan. And she is so arrogant, but I'm starting to see that arrogance drain out a little bit. So we've got Mike Lindell, our resident expert on Minnesota here. Also, the attacks on MyPillow and what's going on there. But I think we're going to see the end of Ilhan Omar politically and the rest of it. We just saw courts rule, Supreme Court, that they can get rid of some of these seats that they created, the Democrats did in Texas. So bye-bye, Al Green and Jasmine Crockett. So we're definitely fighting back. It's not quick enough. And then you got Elon Musk being attacked by the EU for defending Trump in America, trying to say they run our speech here. Trump's got to come to Elon Musk aid. But I tell you, they had Mike Lindell and Alex Jones and General Flynn to deal with before, and Roger Stone. Now they've had to move on to Elon Musk. So our team's getting stronger. Their team's getting weaker. MyPillow.com. By the way, they're a great sponsor of the broadcast. They have huge sales going right through Christmas. MyPillow.com/Alex. Get even bigger discounts, free shipping, and more. You can also just use promo code Alex at checkout or 800-675-4614 to get the very best deals. Why not do all your Christmas shopping there and support Mike Lindell so in battle with his Lindell Network and expose the election fraud? Nobody outside of Trump has been exposing this more than him. That's why he's been targeted. So, Mike, great to have you here with us. Let's get into the awakening to the particular Somali operation and your inside baseball of where that's going.
Yeah, and I want to tell everybody, this started, back when I was back in one of our congressmen, Jason Lewis, here in 2018. It got all uncovered back then, You know, this was about with healthcare. I mean, healthcare, home care. I mean, all anything with free stuff from the government. This group was involved in stealing it. Back then, I think it was $100 million that they had found out, and it never went anywhere. It was very, very much suppressed, and nobody would listen. So I think we're in such a blessed time here where it's all getting exposed. And by the way, you know, you said it's not all Somalians. But right now, I think Christy Noem said it looks like 75% of them have either overstayed their visas or might be here illegally. And now you're here illegally, but you're stealing our money, upwards of $8 billion. And the part that I seen yesterday is very important, because this goes deeper than that. This goes to our attorney general, who, by the way, is attacking my Lindell Recovery Network, Keith Ellison. It goes to our Tim Walz, the governor, and then Ilhan Omar. Now, all three, it sounds like, with it, it's not confirmed yet, but they're the IRS, the Treasury Secretary, Scott, I think it's Bessent or whatever. He said that they're gathering evidence that they accepted all of this campaign money from these people that stole the money. So not only is this money getting shipped overseas to terrorist organizations, the way it looks like, they're also part of a big campaign. There's pictures of Walz with all of these guys, and it's just you know, I don't know, you know, hopefully I have someone to run against, you know, well, hopefully I don't, hopefully they put him in prison along with everyone else that was part of this crime, but this is what we've known in Minnesota.
And since you mentioned that, let me just back you up. Here's Ilhan 4 years ago, and in the same speech, in the same event. You've got the former prime minister of Somalia, and they've been back in that group militarily trying to take over, so that is terrorism. He's up there saying, don't worry, Somalis around the world, send your money here, because then she's going to send the money back from America to you. She doesn't represent America. She represents you. And that's that pledge we see from even the state senators and House members and, you know, council people. They all say, including the guy that ran for mayor and almost won, he said, I don't represent America. This is all for Somalia. But the truth is, they use their own population. They do the welfare. They do the in-home medical fraud, the meals for kids with no meals being served, just scam after scam after scam, and it's all just revolving doors. So just to back up what you said, but what's crazy is in the same event, and others I found, they talk about, she doesn't say it, but the other guys get up and say, we're getting all the money from Minnesota to buy the rocket-propelled grenades and machine guns to take over Africa. So they're literally like a tribal group. We're getting the money for the weapons. So, and then they plow a bunch of it back in here to then take over. And have you seen all the Somalis now saying, we're conquering you. We've got Minnesota now. Now we're taking the rest of the country. I mean, these people are on a power trip, because it's not a regular Somalia. It is, again, a ruling pirate slavery tribe that she's royalty from that's literally doing this. Her father was the dictator. He gets overthrown. She escapes here and starts it over again. These are snakes. Not all the Somalis, right. The leadership are total snakes. Here's the club.
Right.
You know, let me start it over. I forgot we got 400 radio stations and they get pissed when I don't read this, which I understand. You'll hear a bunch of gibberish. Let me read the closed captioning subtitles. Go ahead. Represent Ilhan Omar, who has written the name of Somalia with a golden pen. The interests of Ilhan are not Ilhan's. It's not in the interest of Minnesota, nor is it the interest of the American people. The interest of Ilhan is in that of the Somalian people of Somalia. Oh. The success of Ilhan is the success of Somalia. And that carries a heavy meaning to us. Me speaking in the name of the Somalian people, everywhere that are on the planet, I am asking that you support and give money to Ilhan's campaign. To support her with your votes. Tell your neighbors and friends, anyone you know, to come out and support Ilhan Omar. and knock on every door you can for her. So she can be reelected. What is your promise? Your promise is to come shoulder to shoulder and be Ilhan's shield. And your vote for her again. With all of you working together. Thank you all. God bless. And that's just long live Somalia. Now, she looks like she's in heaven when he says, you don't represent him in Minnesota. She's like, you don't represent America. You represent Somalia. And they're the most arrogant people because it's a ruling clan. It is so sick, and they won't even let the other Somalis come in or give them jobs. They're all talking about it. These are true organized crime monsters, Mike Lindell, and the world's about to learn about it. So I wanted to just back up what you said. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, you talk about these. It's this particular group of them, but you got to look at the, you know, our governor, Ilhan Omar, and then also even the mayor of Minneapolis now, he's been coming out in the news protecting these based on what Donald Trump has been saying about Ilhan Omar for a long time to send her back. And he now
speaks in Somalia. He speaks in Somalian and says ICE is illegal. We're going to resist them.
Yeah. It's terrible what's going on here. I think it's been such a blessing that the whole country is now seeing this in the whole world because it started when Waltz ran for vice president. You know, they see the nonsensical things he does, but you know what? He's got to be held accountable for what's going on. It does, you know, the people that are, they asked me today, well, what do you want to be done to these people? Well, of course, you arrest them all, go as far as you can. You arrest them, put them in prison. And then you also, if they haven't done anything, you got to get rid of the illegals, the one that overstayed their visas. This is a major, major problem for the country and the world. I've said it a long time. Minnesota is like the Trojan horse. And by the way, you know, these for a much deeper evil. Okay. And I tell everyone as I move into probably making my announcement, well, I will be making an announcement on Thursday. When politicians make decisions that don't help anybody, whether like in Minnesota here, we're just all citizens. It doesn't matter what party you're in. And all of a sudden, these decisions they're making or cover-ups they're doing that don't help anybody, then there's a hidden agenda. And it's a very evil agenda. That's what we're living here in Minnesota. You got like Keith Ellison attacking my Lindell Recovery Network. That's a hidden agenda. What, because it's a Christian network?
And by the way, he's the Soros AG that literally said Minnesota did nothing wrong. There's no crime. He's literally saying nothing happened in the news. The guy is a complete monster.
Yeah, he is a monster. And so, you know, with the and this, I really believe you're only getting the tip, just the absolute tip of the spear here, what's going to come out on this. And if the media, this is what I look at. The media, our local media here in Minnesota, and the narratives are coming out. You see on social media, Waltz comes out with a statement, throwing it on Donald Trump because he called this, you know, all the Somalians this thing that they all need to be sent back or whatever he said, and then the media is covering like protecting Waltz. But if you look at the social media comments, it's all down the thing, just going, what is wrong with you? It doesn't matter. Parties should be taken out. This was a huge crime committed. Think of the people that this $8 billion was allotted for, the real people that needed the help, if they even needed that.
And let's be clear, they've broken it down now with 50-plus convictions. Now there's about to be thousands. It's all open and shut. In one case, there's one spotting check. One little strip mall, one little Somali restaurant that maybe can seat 20 people, said they fed millions of meals. They didn't feed one meal. I mean, it's just total cut and dry fraud. Or they say, oh, this medical office, you know, did $8 million and never had one patient. It's a P.O. box.
Right.
And then
right.
a corrupt judge in Minnesota, clearly, I believe, got paid off. I mean, it's a bear crap in the woods. The birds flying in the sky.
Overturned it, yeah.
Oh, she just said, I'm not going to say why, but I'm just overturning the conviction.
Yeah, this is where we're at. You guys, this, I believe that this will be a, this needs to be just like it was for the 2020 election, where we blast through the biggest cover up of the biggest crime in history. Well, now this here could be, as I believe Stephen Miller called, the biggest crime ever committed involving our government, involving Medicare, Medicaid, and all these other programs, because it goes so deep. But we need to break through this cover up and see where it all leads. Who's all covering this up? Amy Klobuchar, our senator in Minnesota here, came out, protecting her pictures and stuff with the Somalian community. They're all good people. No, they're not all good people. Just like all white people aren't good people. All black people aren't good people. All Hispanics aren't good people. These were criminals, the one that did this. You don't put them in a thing over here. Amy needs to come out and say what a horrible thing that happened in my state, Amy. She should be calling it out right now.
Well, let's be clear. Nobody's saying the average El Salvadoran's a bad person. They're great people. But MS-13 came from L.A. and then to there. So MS-13, they're all bad. So with this particular ruling clan that runs slavery and murder and kidnapping and piracy, that's who Ilhan and this group is. It's that clan that was brought in. Right. So, of course, 80%+ are on welfare. And, of course, most of the fraud is them. But the Democrats, and I agree with the evidence that's coming out, the Democrats above them use them as a criminal syndicate. They're just bagmen getting some of the money. It goes right up to the Democrats above them, guaranteed. That's why you got these judges trying to shut this down, because they're getting the orders to do it.
Yeah. Well, that's like, like I say, it's still right now the biggest cover-up's going on, but we cannot, and I don't believe this time around that it's going to be just completely let it die and just cover it up like they did in 2018. This was a big cover-up of the stuff that was going on then. And,
that's right. You were exposed 100 million stolen then. I remember it. And now it's 8 billion.
Yeah. Now it's $8 billion, and this is how many years later, and people are going, well, what are they going to do about it? Right now, the investigation just keeps going out further and further. But Amy Klobuchar, this really bothers me. Here's our senator. It's been around forever. Amy, call it like it is. Call out our governor. Just because he's in your party, you're not going to call out the governor and the attorney general and Ilhan Omar? I mean, come on. She should be calling them out. It doesn't matter that she's a Democrat.
And I love how the AG is trying to sue you out of business.
Yeah.
He's got time to try to shut down a real business with real employees, but there's nothing happening here with the Somalis.
Yeah, there's nothing happening here, but he attacks the Lindell Recovery Network.org, everybody. This is an online platform that's free to help people out of addiction like I used to be and help them to Jesus Christ. And, there you see his mission right there. Let's just destroy that. And shut it down, or maybe he's doing it because I'm going to run for governor. I don't know, Alex, but it could be a lot of things. It could still be part of.
And so that's a big announcement. I should let you do it. I apologize. I was focused on. So just since you filed to run for governor, he's now attacked the Recovery Network.
Yeah, absolutely. He sent this was just yesterday. Where we have, by the way, you can go there. You can help that out, too. We actually had to hire lawyers now to fight Keith Ellison. So if you go to LindellRecoveryNetwork.org and you want to check it out, you can donate there. You can help us out. We have to now have a whole defense against this guy. This is crazy that he, let's go attack. And you guys going,
well, if he would have just stolen a couple $100 million from starving kids, he'd be a hero to him.
Yeah, exactly. Instead, this is I put in all the money, you guys, to set this up years ago. I never asked any for a dime, Alex, back in the day. I put in millions of dollars setting up my own foundation, my own recovery network. It was free. I didn't even have a donate button back then. I didn't want anybody's money. I wanted to build the thing first and be,
No, I know. You gave all your money away, and now you've got to get support just to stay in the fight, which people should back the hell out of you.
Exactly. Yeah. But yet he comes after.
Believe me, I know the feeling. I know the feeling. Yeah. Hey, we're on the tip of the spear. What's happening. So I want to shift gears after the break, but just finishing up with this. I gut level with the attention to this, with everything else that's going on, and seeing how people already don't like walls and the fraud and all the fraud of the Somali voting bloc. They've already been caught. And what I'm seeing from former liberals in Minnesota, a lot of black folks who aren't Somali, talking about how rudely they're treated. I think this is the perfect wave for you to ride in and be the governor. They need an entrepreneur. They need a champion. They need a classic sweetheart, Midwest, Minnesota. I mean, I couldn't think of a better governor than you. I mean, you're just made for this. So people, you better be announcing Thursday officially, buddy.
No, yep. We'll be giving that announcement Thursday at 10 a.m. Central. But, you know, Alex, here's the thing, too. You had a few comments when it kind of leaked out worldwide, a few comments saying, what does Mike Lindell know about politics or whatever? You guys, I have been immersed in politics for years now trying to secure our election. I met with so many attorney generals and politicians, and I've had to learn more. Yeah, in 2016, when I knew nothing about politics, I was an ex-crack addict. All I wanted to do was help people to Jesus. From that point on, from when I met Donald Trump, and I had never met a presidential candidate before, and I met him, I thought, oh, this guy gave us common sense solutions to problems he was talking about. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to back this. I'm going to back him because he's got amazing.
And when everybody else deserted him in 2017, you were still at the White House advising him, and you launched Lindell. You exposed the fraud. How does it feel to be vindicated? I mean, it's all coming out. The FBI releasing documents. The Chinese did hack in. They did have the fake mail-in ballots. I mean, it's all you and Powell are all being vindicated.
Yeah, and you know, it is. I really, you know, I want to secure our elections. That's the biggest thing, and I really believe as a governor of Minnesota. You know, you can take things out. What I've had to do the last 5 years, and not only build one business, Lindell TV, while all this was going on, while all the attacks, but also withdrawing the attacks for MyPillow and your wing stuff every day, and happen to make these decisions and common sense solutions. That's what we need, and that's
what Thomas Jefferson said. We don't need a bunch of lawyers in Congress. He said we need farmers, we need millers. We need, people that are in industry. We need, veterans with good records. He warned of lawyers. And I know when you get bad stuff, you got to have a lawyer. Some of them are good. But my point is, the idea that we don't want a successful businessman that's actually born in the state who's got battle scars taking on the system, that's just a joke. I would laugh at that. You should run on the fact that you're not a political insider.
Do you know my book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? The intervention that was done with the drug dealers, which I'll end up telling that story one of these days, with the which I've told many times, by the way. But the that was right downtown Minneapolis. When I came out of addiction, I helped out your Teen Challenge, your Salvation Army. You helped to try and rebuild these guys' lives down there. And a lot of them quit, and they went and built legitimate businesses. Friends of mine down there, this back when I was in the streets, and they were all got burned down in the summer of 2020. So there's all the things we were doing that then, and I have great plans, if you take that, to rebuild this, not only Minneapolis, but a lot of other places too in Minnesota, to get the people back and to get back to a common sense solutions to these problems, which are all over Minnesota.
Well, the system's scared of real people like you that have the track record, that have done it. Yeah. So we're going to go to break. I want to come back and get into the larger picture of America, because I do this all the time. When Trump has bad advisors or bad policy, I jump on him, get him to course correct. He usually does. The liberals grab it. Oh, Jones turning against Trump. That's not what's happening. I'm not in a cult, though. And so I want to talk about kind of grading Trump, what you think is good he's done, where he could do better, and what you think is coming up to the midterms, because we know Trump has been night and day compared to the Democrats. So I'm thankful every day. But how do we also start thinking beyond Trump of what MAGA is going to be in the future? Because this fight is going to continue. And there's huge sales at MyPillow.com/Alex. We'll tell you about that. Stay with us back in 4 minutes.
So you were just telling me that you had a brain disease.
I started having seizures like a few years ago. And everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I was in a wheelchair. That methylene blue, I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again. And I was having seizures without it. And I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it. I started taking it. And boy, let me tell you something. What a blessing.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
It is a miracle. It's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the methylene blue. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
My kids take it. My wife takes it.
Everybody takes it.
I used to have to take, $10,000 a week?
Right.
To get it in my arm and sit there for 6 hours a day to get it pumped in my system. And now I can take two pills or drink it once a day and pay what? I don't know, $30, $40 a bottle of it.
Depends on what the sale is, yeah.
And it's helping me to have a quality of life that I didn't have before that I have now. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Yeah!
I'm not paid to say this, not one dime. This is the best product you guys have ever had. You guys got to order it at the Alex Jones store.
Our methylene blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No. What?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in and it like instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt like instantly like I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to like 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene blue works for me.
I feel it in my head and neck too. My brain's going really fast. I really like it.
Unlimited fabulous power!
Volunteer power!
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
I do feel like it's eliminated the brain fog a lot.
I do subscribe to the methylene blue. Feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like you said, I've been taking the methylene blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
I'm jacked up on the methylene blue. It's the best thing you guys have ever had. Please go to the Alex Jones.
Powered by Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Blue at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Chosen to be good. It's so easy. The globalists, corrupt people that run scams, they're not trustworthy. They're not happy. They just have a bad feeling about them. So to me, it's easy to never sold out to evil, but it's been hard to continue the fight. And, you know, when you look at somebody like Mike Lindell and the hell he's been through, he's not a victim. He's a champion. And that's what we try to do here too. So that's why you have to understand, it takes money to win these wars, and all people got to do is figure out we have to build our own populist, nationalist, conservative, Christian community. And if we simply support people that support freedom, we're going to win. And the only reason Trump could override the fraud was such a landslide last year. There was still a lot of fraud, but because we were focused on it, we mitigated some of it. And then we didn't focus on it with these last elections, spend hours on the fraud in Virginia and everywhere else. They got caught red-handed again. So our enemies aren't going away. They're intensifying their operations. But if we give up, it's going to be 10 times worse. But we've got a real shot at really making some major changes here. So I appreciate everybody. You know, Mike's been a sponsor many times over the years. And they have such incredible, huge range of products. And all of his workers and all the rest of it. In Minnesota, mypillow.com/Alex. You get free shipping and even bigger discounts when you use that URL. He gave us the biggest specials he's got. I had no idea he was going to do that when he was on last week. He got a big response. I appreciate that. But with this amount of discounts, he has to have a lot of volume to get the support in. But you should do your Christmas shopping at mypillow.com/Alex or just at checkout. Just use promo code Alex to have the free shipping and other discounts applied, or a special toll-free number so they know the support came through you so that we get the support here. 800-675-4614, 800-675-4614. So I wanted to give you a legal update, because I have few peers in all this, and I don't say that with, you know, pride in it. I mean, you know, it's not been fun, but satisfaction we're still here. One of my few peers in persecution is this guy. The same law firms, the same groups, the same DOJ, all of it being run. Arctic Frost. He's in there dozens of times. I'm in there dozens of times. I'm kind of proud of the fact that we're listed, other than Trump, pretty much the most. And their big deal is election fraud with this guy, me as well, but me and just in general, the deep state, and who runs the election fraud. And so I wanted to get an update on Arctic Frost, because we're not, you know, other people out there, talk shows, they say, okay, great. They got a call, intelligence, French intelligence said there's a hit on you. Okay, probably there is. Okay, that's terrible. Let's investigate. The FBI responds, this big top story. Well, with us, we're all in there with the DOJ and CIA trying to bankrupt us and put us in prison and trying to find something criminal and not, and all the other crazy stuff that's happened to us and things I won't even get into. And I'm not trying to say I'm in competition with people for persecution. I'm just saying, I guess because we're men, and I get that. People are like, well, they're men, they can take it. Yeah, well, we can take it. We want to keep fighting, but we need your prayer and we need your support. But with Arctic Frost and all this, and we were targeted before that, you know, with Crossfire Hurricane, all of it, you need to know, when you're over the target, you're getting the flak. So thank you for your support, those who've understood it. For those that don't, this is not a cakewalk we're involved in. And yeah, we've turned the tide, but we haven't won the war. So, Mike, people that don't know about Arctic Frost, or just kind of hear it, you know, Tulsi Gabbard releases all these bombshells, Cash Patel does, and then it just fizzles. This is sensational that it was all lies, and they knew it, and a coup against America, and targeting hundreds of Trump's top supporters, including members of the Senate and House. And then where are they? Grow some teeth, people. Let's go. Legally, lawfully, it's not about vengeance. They committed crime. They committed persecution. They committed literal trying to overthrow our country. These people have to get in trouble. Mike Lindell.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And kind of, you know, you guys got to realize in the same four-year span, it says Ilhan Omar's net worth went from $65,000 to $30 million. In that same span, mine went from $100 million to minus $10 million. Well, and as Alex, as things kept happening.
Same thing here. My net worth went from $10 million to minus $1.5 million.
Yeah, so we're very similar in here. And everybody, I want to tell you, and this is just, you know, the machine companies and the big attack in February of 2021, all the way through 2020, beginning of 2022. Then it was like they passed this baton and said, okay, government, you attack Mike Lindell now. You attack these guys. And what this was a government setup. This was the DOJ, the FBI, the IRS, and three other entities that with Jack Smith, that they said, go attack him. Now, you guys, during this time, my vendors, as they're watching things, or people I owe, they go, how can this stuff keep happening to you? It's like the little boy that called Wolf. I go, you guys, this is real. I can't explain it. And here's the things I couldn't explain. All of a sudden, we were debanked, not once, not twice, but four times during the last few 2.5 years, 3 years. And our merchant server came to us and said, we're going to put a $5 million hold on MyPillow. Here's the biggest ones. I have a few overseas vendors. As you all know, I can't make my Giza dream sheets here. Well, that company got contacted by their bank and said the U.S. government reached out to them and said, if you sell to MyPillow, we're going to debank you. This was our own government going around and said, destroy Mike Lindell, destroy MyPillow, and obviously many others. Now, there was that was them attacking MyPillow directly. Then another part of Arctic Frost is when you all seen me get surrounded at a Hardee's drive-thru in Minnesota, a fast food restaurant, and the FBI surrounds me. We talked about that before, but that was all another part of Arctic Frost. Destroy anybody that's got evidence with the 2020 election, i.e. Tina Peters, and the corruption that went on in Colorado, which crooked Jenna Griswold and the Dominion voting machines there, with that particular voting machine company. Now, what they did is things like American Express completely took away our line of credit. We had never been late. Things you can't explain. PayPal, all of a sudden, wanting $1 million deposit when it's my money. It's the money that we sell the pillows. It's the money we sell to everybody out there. And all of a sudden, they're going to put a hold on our own money. And this went on and on. It kept you. One minute, you'd wake up, and you're going, hey, we just took this out of your account. And, well, why? Who's behind this? And we never knew until Arctic Frost, till this summer, it was disclosed by Tulsi Gabbard, by the DOJ, and they came out and said, hey, all these people, the whole list came out. Now, there was like 9 senators, everybody, on this list. They had a common thread. They backed our great president, and also they wanted to secure our elections. They wanted to secure our election platforms. And they just recently tried to put a thing through where they got $500,000 per senator an incident because they were spied on, wiretapped, everything. And that got shut down. And everyone said, well, Mike, they forgot about us. They forgot. No, that would have been a set of precedents where everybody could get made whole. Okay, but they shut it down. I believe they're working on another thing to bring back forth where everyone's included that's listed on there, citizens that were attacked. And it was over 100, I believe, citizens that were attacked.
Jack Smith using illegal mode to get my cell phone as well.
Yeah, absolutely. But they went after all this but we showed, we did a thing, we sent in a thing, Alex. MyPillow alone, just MyPillow, not counting me, it cost them over $200 million directly related to Arctic Frost, everybody. What they've done to my company, tried to just wipe them off the face of the earth. Why? Because their CEO, their employee, one of their employees, I'm just an employee of MyPillow, it's an employee-owned company. I'm just one of the biggest stockholder. And because I'm out there going, we need to secure our elections. We need to secure our election. We need to get rid of the machines. We need to go to paper ballots.
You were literally terrorized and targeted, and it's in the documents. And so yep. I know you're not a black pillar, neither am I, but damn it, we're almost a year in. We need the indictments. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. These guys need to go to prison. I mean, and whoever was behind it, and it goes so, and that thing goes so deep. It's funny, Alex, things go so far and then they tend to get stopped. But you guys just know I am never stopping. I will never stop. My number one thing is we need to secure our election platforms, which, by the way, our president, he even said it a week ago, that's his number one priority. It all comes down, we can't let these midterms get taken from us, get stolen.
We have to expose the deep state that manipulates the elections and expose the machines. It's all one thing. So now let's...
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Let's talk about this. People supporting what you're doing and getting the highest quality, you name it, great products, almost all of it made in America, then your great Giza sheets have that special cotton everybody knows comes from Egypt. Which are amazing. Right. I've got some on my king bed. You get some more because they're about 5 years old. I want you to talk about the incredible products you've got at MyPillow.com/Alex. And again, I want to be clear. Right. We are only here still hanging on, Mike Lindell and myself. And let me guess, Mike, you're happier than ever. I mean, because you were a happy warrior to put the $100 million you made in to survive all these fights and hang on. Same thing with me. I have been absolutely happy to turn over everything I had in this fight. Now it makes the fight even more precious than ever. But now people support at thealexjonesstore.com or at mypillow.com/Alex is absolutely critical. We have run down our reserves like the widow's mite in the Bible. This is now literally up to you every month whether we're going to stay in this fight. And the enemies of freedom hate Mike Lindell and they hate me because they know we're for real. And they know they criminally investigated both of us. This has all come out, and we're so pissed that they couldn't find anything because we're Boy Scouts, folks. We're both workaholics. We love people. We love telling the truth. You know, these corrupt people, you know, think we're schmucks because we're not corrupt. No, we know how to be corrupt if we wanted to, dumbasses. But we like being good people. That's what builds a society. And we know how to expose them. So they're scared of us, Mike. And I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for keeping us in the fight. Am I right to say you're happier than you've ever been?
Absolutely, because we're in the greatest time to be alive. We have one shot at this, everybody. This is historical. This is biblical fight of spiritual, of evil and good. This is, we're all in it. We're the tip of the spear. This is it. We only get one shot at this. And like I said, about 2 years ago, they said, Mike, if you could turn back time here and go back, and if you wanted to spoke out about the election, wouldn't stand your ground, you know, look what they've destroyed and tried to destroy you, would you change it? And he said, absolutely. Absolutely, I would not change a thing. I said, I would never change a thing, knowing what I know and knowing what this is critical. And also, they said, if you could, when you run out of money, will you stop? I told them back then, no, I'll borrow money, which I have. But, and every day, one of my biggest things is my employees, my employee-owned company, MyPillow. And I've said it before, is that, to be able to even think about running for governor, I said, God, if you want me to do this, I got to have MyPillow so I know that they can be, in good shape going forward, as they've been the most attacked company in history. And that's where we're at. And it's because of all of you, because you buy our products. And that's why we're putting right now on sale our five flagship products. We have five flagship products, our biggest products of all time. For you go to mypillow.com/Alex, and you guys are going to see we've got the Giza Dream Sheets. If you put that thing up there, these are all for Christmas presents. You guys, you can get the best Christmas presents ever. The Giza Dream Sheets, the towels, the slippers. We've got the My Pillows. There they are, right there. We've sold over on the My Pillow Premiums. We've sold 85 million My Pillows because they work. You save over 50% on those. And then the mattress toppers made in the USA, $149.98, as low as that, depending on the size. But we got in the premium My Towels that actually work. You save 50% there, $39.98. And here's one of my favorites, the My Slippers. Best slippers in history. They're normally $149.98, $39.98. And once they're gone, they're gone. We can't get those back. They're made with impact gel, made out of soybeans. And so you walk on them, and it's like walking on a cloud. It's absolutely awesome, this patented gel that's in there. And then you have the Giza Dream Sheets that – it's my favorite product. It's our president's favorite product. And not as low as $29.98. And I want to show you one more. You guys go there, and you're getting five of these Bible pillows. These are very dear to me. They've got stories on the back. You get five Christmas gifts for $29.98 for all five. You got the baby Jesus, Noah's Ark, Daniel in the Lion's Den, but you get all five of them. So you get five individual gifts for under $6 a piece, free shipping, promo code Alex on your entire order. No matter what you are, this is an exclusive free shipping on your entire order. So go to mypillow.com/Alex. And you guys see the My Crosses that I wear. We have a men's and women's 100% made in the USA. These guys, 50% off. There's the Bible story pillows, the five pack. But I can't. And then you guys, if you call 800-675-4614. My operators, they're right here. I'm going to take some calls today. I'm going downstairs to take some calls. Like I do this once in a while. I love hearing from people out there, the support they've given MyPillow. And it's a win-win-win. You guys are supporting my employee-owned company. You're getting the best products at the best prices in history. You're supporting this great, Alex's great show. I'll tell you, Alex, I can't be prouder more proud than anyone that support your show and what you put out and help save this country more than anyone. And I mean that.
Well, the products are incredible. And I know you've got such a big scale up. You're able to sell it for so low. But I mean, I literally, about 6-8 months ago, for whatever reason, I ended up at the shopping mall and my wife was like, oh, I want to get some more sheets for the guest queen bed because the kids had spilled something in it or I forget what it was. And I go in there and I'm like, I was like, $200, $300 for this? These aren't even as good as I go. She goes, oh, yeah, MyPillow. And I said, go get them there. I don't know how, because they're such quality, even your regular sheets. how you do it, I guess just scalability. I mean, you try to buy similar slippers, they're like $80, $100 places. How you're selling them for $30 and like all those, it's amazing.
Yeah, and part of that is, Alex, is remember, everybody, when the box stores canceled MyPillow in January of 2021, we were their number one selling product at every box store in this country, from Costco to Walmart and everything in between. But they all canceled us. By the way, Walmart got canceled during Arctic Frost, not back then. They were contacted during that time. But this is why, so when we didn't have any middlemen, remember, they doubled the price there. We're going right to you. And I said, you know what? I don't need to make all that. I just wanted people to sell product, keep my business afloat, keep us going, and keep everything going. So, you know, we're able to keep it that low because we don't have any middlemen. That's part of it. But the other part of it is we shop. By the way, when we make all our own products that are made in the USA, and also when you talk about like the Giza Dream Sheets, at one time when I first got involved with Where's the Best Cotton in the World, I bought the whole crop that year. So back when I had money, I was able to buy stuff in such quantity to be able to get, to be able to keep those prices
down.
Also,
you made a lot of friends. And I would just add this. I never asked Trump for anything for me personally. But as a symbol of all of this, he needs to make calls to Walmart because that's how the left did it. But he's not getting you canceled the other way around. Walmart should apologize to you and bring it back. I mean, that is because we know what happened in Arctic Frost. I mean, that just a Democrat call, it happens. Trump has been backing American businesses. He needs to get on the telephone. And so I know you don't have to like him asking, but say, Mr. President, it sure helped my workers and stuff. You know, I got canceled during Arctic Frost. If he even put a post on True Social and told Walmart, hey, bring Mike Lindell back, I think, and other people that have been canceled for their beliefs.
Right. Well, there's Kohl's. There's, like I said, Kohl's, Costco, Bed Bath & Beyond. We were their biggest product, and look what happened to them. And I don't want to say it's because they canceled MyPillow, but it did happen right after that they went under. And the shopping channels, Alec, QVC and the Home Shopping Network, two little monopolies, they own each other, and they were canceled. We were their biggest product in history, nothing even close. And this happened, across the board. I had said back then I would never go back to them. Well, obviously I got employees and a company to look out for. A lot of them might have new ownership by now. Who knows? But if we're beyond whatever they were afraid of back then, I hope that fear is gone or whatever they had. I know a lot of them, you know, I think there's a lot of good companies there like Kohl's. And in fact, they had reached out to me and said back then, it said, hey, well, you don't bash us. And I said, you know, and I said, well, you're canceling me. What am I supposed to not bash you? You know, I mean, HEB in Florida or in Texas, HEB. I mean, you name the company and we got canceled. Yeah, I don't get it. But hopefully,
well, you think that we're in such a free country, but they banned me. The head of Apple bragged. He said he made the decision with the other head, four tech heads. So they banned me on August 17, 2028, and within a week, over 150 other things banned me. Things that never banned that I wasn't even on.
Yeah.
I saw the headline, Pornhub bans Alex Jones. I'm not on Pornhub, but there was some other black guy named Alex Jones. They banned him because he has the same name. So my point is that LinkedIn, my banking, every just because they hit the call, and they all line up and do it.
And you know what? I'm going to talk about like LinkedIn and Wikipedia, you guys. Wikipedia is one of the worst company in history. There's nothing worse than Wikipedia. I put them at the top of my list. They have controlled my Wikipedia since I first went public and said, we need to secure these machines and get rid of them, or secure our Alexa and get rid of the machine. Wikipedia, Mike Lindell's a conspiracy theory. Every time you Google my name, they're there. Even running for governor now, you got Wikipedia going there. Mike Lindell is a conspiracy theorist, blah, blah, blah. Do they even want to talk that I was an ex-crack cocaine addict and I got freed by my faith in God and coming to Jesus? Do they ever put anything on there? I was an entrepreneur that lived the American dream on steroids. No, they're going, it's all this conspiracy theory. Well, now, Alex, do you remember, I don't know if you remember, back in a couple years ago, this judge ruled in Georgia that she shoved this case through everybody, and she said, if you question the machine, this is an Obama-appointed judge, Totenberg, I think her name was, And she down in Georgia, and she finally pushed this old case through with against the machines and said, you know what? If you question these machines, you're not a conspiracy theorist. It's your right to be able to question government private contractors. And they pushed that case through. A guy named Alex Halderman hacked into it right in front of her in court in January of 24 with a ballpoint pen, flipped the whole election. Now the judge was trapped. She waited a year and a half and threw it out on standing after 7 years. So, but Wikipedia, I can't think of anything worse, Alex. And LinkedIn, all these platforms that you don't think, you know, how do they affect anything? Well, they're as bad as Zuckerberg's Facebook and many others that have attacked you and I for years. Going back to Jack Dorsey's Twitter, and by the way, I mean I still have problems with Elon's ex, and I've been trying to reach out to him. Like, you know, I think there's still bad people on some of these platforms that still target us and target people that that they want to target.
Absolutely, ghost of the machine, 110%. Well, folks, 800-675-4614, do your Christmas shopping at mypillow.com/Alex. Mike, thanks for the update on Minnesota and now having the corrupt AG who sees no corruption in the Somalis, but you're the devil. Your recovery network that's free, helping drug addicts is evil. I mean, you talk about villains. These people are sick. Thank you so much, Mike Lindell.
Yep, thanks for having me on, Alex. God bless.
God bless you. Amazing. And by the way, you know, I'm harping on that because... You know, Mike's going to be a good sponsor for us in the future. He's got great products. He's such a warrior. And I'll just tell you, I admire people that fight. And, you know, you see all these big, tough guys and their big trucks and their guns and their, you know, all the rest of it, their tattoos. I'm not saying your trucks aren't cool, your tattoos aren't cool. And a lot of you are badasses. I'm just saying... Little sweet Mike Lindell right there. You know how much hell that guy's gone through? I mean, he didn't tell you about 10% of it. And that's a real man right there. That's a real deal. He's a loving person. He's a good person. And I know the inside baseball. Everything he says is true. He literally has nothing. And it's okay. I know the employees pitch in and give him gift cards and stuff so he can go to dinner. But his wife's happy. They're all cool. And you know they want to put him in prison if they can get back in power. Me too. So I just need your support. I need your prayer. Go to thealexandstore.com. Get the great products. Bovine Colostrum is incredible. We got the best. Sale ends tomorrow night. 40% off. Got the new creatine super concentrate gummies, the highest quality creatine. So much more. That funds this operation, plus these are great products. Let me tell you, great products really work. Harrison Smith is loaded for bear. He's about to take over. Please join us on that feed at infowars.com/show, man.video, and Real Alex Jones on X. We got a sale going today and tomorrow, and it's 40% off on the bovine colostrum, and we can't even keep it stocked. It is a private label of the top bovine colostrum in the country, the highest rated. It's so good for your nails, your hair, your teeth, your bones, your body, your immune system. It's just superfood and superfoods. The first 2 weeks of the milk put off by a mammal is just unbelievably good for everybody. Everybody in the winter should really be on this if you want to boost your immune system. It's 40% off today and tomorrow. That's a flash sale at thealexjonesstore.com. We have the new amazing creatine gummies with the highest quality nano creatine, super concentrated, in stock as well. It's amazing at thealexjonesstore.com.
Wake up, folks. Spread this message. The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation.
Don't worry. It's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything. The wars of the info, the evil of men. The scrolls have been written again and again. Souls are taken, some are spared. Heroes become of those that dare to fight for their freedoms and break the chains. As the old runes whisper through timeless domain. Through fire and shadow, through thunder and dread, the prophecy rises from realms of the dead.
The dark eye watches, but it cannot bind, for the strength of the free lives in the hearts and minds. I'll break these beasts to the light we find as the dawn of the chosen begins to unwind.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.